We are back, 1320 WILS. Telemarketers, if you have a phone like I do, which rings so many times a day, many of them are calls I know are not for me. They're telemarketers. My next guest, you'll consider him a superhero. Roger Anderson joins us, the founder of Jolly Roger Telephone Company. Roger, great to have you here.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I found out about you in the New York Times. I was reading a piece about what you do. You're actually a consultant. You work with phone systems professionally. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And now, in terms of your experience, how much of an issue were telemarketers for you personally?
Oh, yeah. Personally, so, you know, I don't know about you, but I like my landline. I wanted to keep my landline. Had it for 15 years. I like the number. But I was just getting, you know, 5 to 8 telephone calls an evening, and there were always telemarketers. And at one point, one of them swore at my son, who was 12 years old, and as he hung up the phone, he said, "Dad, he said a bad word." And that's when I said, you know, I'm a phone guy. I should be able to fix it. Mm-hmm. So I did.
And you deal with phone systems as in those options we get when we call companies, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so I do that, or if you think of a big office building with every desk has a telephone on it, right? So somebody has to put that phone in and program the phone system and maintain connections to the phone companies and things like that. So that's the kind of thing I do.
And what you created was a robot that could basically handle the telemarketers. And how hard is that to do, by the way, to get a robot to interact with telemarketers?
Oh, it was a bit challenging, right? So initially, I just put a little front-end greeting on my home phone line that required you to punch a digit the first time you ever called me. And that stopped 100% of the telemarketers. That's when I realized that they all used those auto dialers, and they thought it was an answering machine, and they would just hang up and call back later. And I realized that my machine was blocking their machine, but it wasn't causing them any pain. It wasn't taking up their time. They would just call the next person, right? Mm-hmm. So fine, I blocked my phone, but I haven't really helped, you know, do my part to stop telemarketers. And so that's when I said, okay, what if I just said hello a few times? And then it sort of advanced from there.
Mm-hmm. And now here's what it sounds like. Here's a clip, about a minute or so, of what this robot sounds like when it's talking to a telemarketer.
I want to know if you want to take advantage of our current pricing. We do got some availabilities tomorrow. What time would you prefer?
Hang on. There's a bunch going on here. Hang on. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Who's this? What are you calling about again?
My company is having a promotion. Clean out your entire ventilation system. What would you prefer, the morning or afternoon?
Okay.
Which do you prefer?
Right.
Sanderson?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, so I just woke up from a nap. I'm still kind of groggy. Do you drink coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
So hang on. I haven't had a chance to really wake up all the way. So can you just go a little slower? Who's this?
I mean, it's fantastic. I rolled around laughing, listening to it. So how does that work exactly? How is it responding to what he's saying?
Well, telemarketers have a specific pitch that they do. They like to talk. If they stop talking, it's probably not very hard to get them to start talking again. The longer they talk to you, the more involved and engaged they think you are. So the less likely they are to hang up. So the robot is basically just tuned. It's an algorithm based on all these factors, and it's just tuned to try to keep a telemarketer engaged as long as possible. When it thinks the telemarketer is getting suspicious, it says something completely inane and draws them back into the conversation.
And how does the robot sense when a telemarketer is suspicious?
So it's based on pattern, speech patterns of noise and silence and inflection and volume and things that way.
And that was a clip from a 6-minute call. By the end of it, you get the telemarketer to hang up, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly. So the robot will eventually run out of things to say. I'm working on better robots, you know, with more material. Uh-huh. But eventually they run out of things to say, and the robot will eventually repeat. I used to have it hang up on the telemarketer, but then I thought, well, let's just have it repeat and see how long it can go.
Let me ask you this. Why don't you have the robot get belligerent at some point?
Well, I'm not really I'm not really that kind of, I'm not a funny guy, right? I just built a robot to talk to telemarketers. Uh-huh. I'm not out to embarrass or demean or scold these telemarketers, because they might be nice people. I have no idea. I don't like their trade or their industry, and I probably wouldn't like their boss. Mm-hmm. But the telemarketers themselves, I don't have anything against them. I'm just trying to take their time.
Here's another snippet of the 6-minute conversation. This is where you kind of go off the reservation with him.
Oh, geez, hang on. There's a bee on me. It's totally crawling up my arm. It's crawling up my arm.
Yeah, Mr. Roger Addison,
me
right?
Out, but it's not mad. I guess it's okay. Anyway, so, sorry, you keep talking. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Right. You're the second house from the corner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay, it's gone.
No.
Hey, okay, so you know when I said I was listening to you during the bee thing? Actually,
yeah.
I was just concentrating on the bee. I'm sorry. So, can you start over? What were you saying during the bee?
Oh, nothing.
And then again and again, can you start over? Hey, tell me this, Roger. How long do these calls typically last, then?
Well, they'll usually last somewhere between 3 to 7, 8 minutes. Sometimes if they... I had one call that lasted a long time, just because the longer they talk, the less likely my robot is going to go into its material, right? The robot will grunt and say, aha, sure, at the right times. And so if they have a long pitch, then the robot will just keep them talking. But sometimes they'll transfer me off to account verification or to a different group, or they'll pre-qualify me, you know, are you the homeowner? Do you pay this much on the energy and things like that? And then transfer me off to somebody else who's supposed to close the sale. And if those people haven't heard the material, they get treated to the whole cycle all over again. So those calls can last kind of long.
Now, is it right the robot answers questions usually with the answer yes every time?
Yeah. It's pretty close to that. Yeah. If a telemarketer stops talking, they probably ask you a yes or no question.
But you never say no. You always say yes, or the robot says
yes. Always say yes. Just keep them. That's right. The robot's very agreeable. It's very patient. It's very polite. And, it agrees to everything. So, you want the best movie package? Then yes, absolutely.
So that can get you signed up to all kinds of things.
It has gotten me close to committing to certain things. Yeah, that's true.
Well, now, to the website, by the way, jollyrogertelephone.com with instructions. Because briefly tell me, how can they connect to the robot and have the robot handle it for them?
So part of this whole service right now while I'm fundraising through Kickstarter is I've provided a free number for everyone to use. So all you have to do is add call. So if you get a telemarketer call from your mobile, you can do an add call, and from a landline you can if you have three-way calling, you can just do a flash, and then you dial the 214-666-4321, and my robot will pick up and take over the conversation. So just merge the calls together, mute yourself, and my robot will chat with your telemarketer for you.
Yeah, it's probably fun just listening into that.
It can be very entertaining.
Roger Anderson. Find him at jollyrogertelephone.com. Again, his robot, the telephone number for the robot, 214-666-4321. Roger, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep.